This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1461. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 21st, strange frequencies from Brazil and Peru. New frequencies from Croatia, Ethiopia, Germany, Tibet. Collisions among Cuba, Russia, Czechia, Tunisia. Future plans from Cuba, Ecuador, and Chile. DXing East Turkestan. RFI strike prolonged. QSLing Santa Elena in Venezuela. And the propagation outlook. Angola is one of the most sought-after radio countries, since there are only a few shortwave transmitters active and they're rather difficult to hear. In New South Wales, David Sharp reports what he believes was Radio Nacional on 4949.757. This is at 2050 UT, May 16th. He says, no ID, but it sounds like them with local high life and Portuguese ballads, hyper male announcer. Talking over the songs, there was no news on the hour at 2100, just more music. And they were taking calls from listeners at 2104, and Angola was mentioned. Well, he certainly has a lot of circumstantial evidence, plus a time check in the UT plus one zone at 2106. He says at the same time he had a carrier on the other known active frequency, 7216.745, but no audio. In Portugal, Carlos Gonçalves also monitors Angola, where I think he has lived previously. He reported these frequencies a bit differently on May 16th at 1810 to 1915 on 4947.9, news at 1900. And from his DX site on the coast of Portugal, he was even able to pull in Angola on medium wave. This was parallel to 1088 kilohertz. He says it may be irregular since he has not been hearing it every day. The other frequency, Mulenvush Angola, the RNA transmitter, he reports May 15th at 1838 with a carrier on 7216.75. Some odd frequencies are being reported from Brazil, where there's a very active DXing community. First, some medium wave harmonics are showing up on the 3 megahertz band. It may be very difficult to hear these outside Brazil, but you might keep an ear on these. All reported by Ivan Dias in São Paulo State in the Atividade de Xix Bulletin. 3060 Radio Continental, 3080 Radio Nova Piravevi, 3100 an unidentified harmonic with IPDA religious programming, 3140 Radio Cidade in Aparecida do Taboado. All of these are second harmonics except 3060, which is a third harmonic. Times range between 2248 and midnight 42 UT. There is a Brazilian mystery on 5050 kilohertz. Now, if you check the listings in the 60-meter band, you'll see that all the Brazilian stations are supposedly on frequencies ending in 5. This is a relic of an old band plan to leave the even 60-meter frequencies to other South American countries when they had a lot of transmitters, such as Venezuela. But what's on 5050? This has been reported a number of times by Lucio Otavio Bobrovich, also in São Paulo State. And the idea is Rádio Solar AM. That fits for a medium wave 1010 station in Juiz de Fora. So apparently this is a fifth harmonic, yet putting in enough signal to be audible at least a few states away, heard around 1000 UT, for instance, on May 5th. It's flanked by some proper Brazilians ending on frequencies ending in 5. On 5055, Rádio Difusora de Cáceres, which he also reported earlier on May 5th at 0938. Oh, the thing about the 50-50 transmission, the strange thing is that he says it comes on the air every day around 0946 UT. An odd time to be signing on, but that could be when the medium wave station on 1010 is changing from its nighttime to daytime power and antenna. And on the other side of it, on 5045, is Radio Guarujá Paulista, which has recently been reactivated from Guarujá in São Paulo State, according to Adalberto Marques de Azevedo. It's no longer associated with Global Radio Network. And furthermore, it's on the air 24 hours, but not parallel to its medium wave frequency, 1550. Celi Romais adds that the power for that is only 250 watts. And another item from his blog is that Rádio Cultura Brasil in São Paulo will shortly reactivate its 16-meter band frequency, 17815. They are changing the transmitters and relocating them to a different position. The power will be 10 kilowatts. In the Paraná DX Club, May 19th, here's another strange frequency from Brazil reported. CBN in Goiânia heard on 12460 kilohertz at 2053 UT, but it went off at 2100. And furthermore, it was transmitting in the FM mode, according to Antonio Garcia, PR7BCP. He checked all the other modes on his receiver and is quite sure it was FM. Now, the frequency where they're supposed to be on 25 meters is 11830. Doesn't work out to a harmonic, a medium wave, or a mixing product either, as far as we can tell. So perhaps it's just the 11830 transmitter extremely maladjusted. Speaking of which, an RCI transmitter in Sackville has been extremely maladjusted, the one on 9515, broadcasting to the USA in some of our major languages, such as Chinese. On May 19th at 2135, I was hearing some dirty FME blobs of spurs on both sides of that, extending quite a ways, roughly from 9320 to 9360, and also from 9650 to 9720. At first I thought those were coming from some of the U.S. stations in the 9.3 area, but I matched the modulation peaks to RCI on 9515. It went off after 2200 and was not heard the following evening. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil reports the Central African Republic on 7220, presumed, May 16th at 0907. A very weak signal. That's again reported by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. He says it was still audible, but with a very modest daytime signal as of May 18th. Keith Barron in Taiwan was in contact with some friends still inside China about whether the RCI, that is Canadian website, is blocked in China, like many Western broadcasters, www.rciviva.ca. They checked, and yes, they got this error message. The website you wish to access is at fault. Right, that's a rough translation from what it says in Chinese. Strangely enough, RCI and CRI still have very cordial relations, exchanging shortwave broadcasts. Yet, China goes right ahead and blocks the access of Chinese people to RCI's website. Furthermore, in April of last year, the president of CBC wrote to the Chinese ambassador in Canada, pointing out that CBC's websites were blocked in China and asking him to do something about it. And in fact, those websites were unblocked. However, the head of CBC made no mention of RCI, and neither did the Chinese, and nothing was done about blocking RCI, according to a letter that Keith Ferrone dredged up somewhere on the CBC website. He says that the reality is countries like Canada, the U.S., and others all say the Great Firewall of China and jamming are problems, but they never do anything. Instead, they turn around and offer them to use relays in their own countries. We've confirmed that well into May, the Voice of Croatia relays via Germany have moved up to a summer frequency of 9925, replacing 7375, starting at 2200 UT, presumably including English segments at 2215 and 0200. Between 13 and 14 UT, I've been hearing some extremely strong interference to Radio Havana Cuba's frequency, 12,000 kilohertz. It's in Chinese, but it's from Russia. It turns out to be the Voice of Russia, as scheduled, via one of their Far East sites. On some occasions, it's been extremely distorted. Otherwise, when the transmission is okay, it's still very strong and interfering with Cuba. And in fact, on several mornings recently, Cuba appeared to be off the air, perhaps hunting around for a new frequency. But then they came back on May 21st, or rather 20th. China and Cuba are, of course, the world's major villains in jamming the shortwave bands. Imagine how many Cuban people could have a decent meal merely with the money saved by reducing jamming only to the hours required against broadcasts hostile to the regime, let alone closing down the power-hogging jammers completely and letting chips fall where they may. Their revolution really has no confidence in itself. Also, I hear that Chinese and Cuban officials have been discussing installing four new 250-kilowatt transmitters at one of the RHC sites, but not for Radio Havana broadcasts. So, we may be able to hear CRI relays even better, or U.S. broadcast to Cuba even worse. Andy Reid in Ontario complains that Radio Prague, Czechia, has interference from Tunisia on 7345. That's during Prague's English broadcast at 2230, plus other languages later. However, Tunisia goes off at 2310. Yes, they are now scheduled on the same frequency as late as midnight UT. This cannot really be a surprise to Radio Prague, since they're deeply involved in HFCC, and Tunisia duly registered its new frequency. It had to evacuate 7190. Anyhow, there are plenty of repeat broadcasts from Prague later in the evening on 7345 and other frequencies. Namely, on 7345 at midnight, 0100 and 0300 in English. The extra frequencies being respectively 9440, 6200 and 9870, plus the Sackville relay at 0330 on 6080, plus several relays the following day via WRMI 9955, such as at 0200, a time which Radio Prague seems to be unaware of. We have decided that since Taiwan and Tibet deserve separate country status from Imperial China, or at least radio country status, the same should apply to East Turkestan, which is the home of two major transmitter sites of the Chinese communists, Xinjiang in Urumqi, and Kashi or Kashgar, which carries a great many CRI relays toward Europe and other parts of the world. So these sites now are listed under East Turkestan rather than China, thanks to Aoki of NDXC for making that suggestion in his listings. And from Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa of NDXC in Japan, we have the updated schedule of Xinjiang PBS in Urumqi. They changed to their summer frequencies on May 14th. Too complex to give here in detail, but one of them is reported by Terry Kruger in Florida. The Mongolian service signing on at 2327 UT on 7230 with a cool xylophone-like interval signal from 2330 for a sesquiminute and local music from 2335. Ola Alm in Sweden also confirmed a couple of their frequency changes, now above rather than below 7200. This was as of monitoring May 14th. 7205 for the Uyghur service instead of 7195, and 7260 instead of 7155 for their Chinese service. Both of these sign on at 2300, that full new schedule for Urumqi appears in DX Listening Digest 9041 via worldofradio.com, where you'll find a great deal more information. You're tuned for the 1461st World of Radio. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. A milestone has been reached at HCJB. After 7 Sesqui months of inactivity, they finally removed 21455 from their Spanish frequency announcements in the morning. More about HCJB's downsizing. A report from the NASB meeting in Nashville. Charlie Jacobson says that the process is in its final phase. By April 1st, 2010, all transmitters at the PFO site will be shut down. They will maintain a 49-meter broadcast to reach the Andean area and the headwaters of the Amazon from their high-power AM site. The number of antennas at PFO has declined from a total of 31 to only 8 at present. The site will eventually be closed entirely. At its peak, it had 12 transmitters and 31 antennas. Now they're trying to sell off some of the surplus equipment. Martin Rood in Netherlands says Voice of Tigray Revolution, Ethiopia, is being heard again on 6170. May 17th at 0259, opening in vernacular after 5 minutes of a flute interval signal. He'd not heard them on that frequency for some time. They presumably replaced 5980, no longer traced. It's still in the clear, but slightly weaker than parallel 5950. Brock Whaley in Hawaii reports RFI's French service with African pop music, a good steady signal at 1920 May 11th on 17620. That's the French Guiana relay, actually, starting at 1700, taking over from direct transmissions from France before that hour. I've also been hearing this, as well as the scheduled Spanish transmission for half an hour at 2100, also via French Guiana, on 17630. But instead of Spanish, they've just been playing music in French and other languages, and the two frequencies are parallel, but not exactly synchronized. One of them aimed to America and one of them aimed to Africa. Why all the music? Because that strike, I believe we mentioned, did in fact start on May 12th, and it was still running a week later. The strikers keep voting to extend it, so we don't know how much longer it'll be lasting. Meanwhile, there's a lot more music and a lot less talk in all languages on Radio France International. One reason for the strike is that personnel are objecting to cutting off several languages from shortwave completely or moving them to internet only. One of the latter is Chinese. Keith Perrin found an article about that on the RFI website. He says, do they know that their website is blocked by the Great Firewall of China? So who would the audience be? Are they targeting the Chinese in Singapore, where less than 1% of the population have shortwave radios, or Taiwan, where Sanjian, one of the world's major makers of shortwave radios, is based, but where there are no significant sales in Taiwan? Of course, RFI is another station which has an airtime exchange with CRI, nevertheless allowing their website to be blocked in China. On June 1st, Deutsche Welle's German broadcast between 22 and midnight UT will appear on a new frequency, 17820. You may wonder where it's coming from. The answer will be WHRI, aimed at South America. DTK issued an updated schedule, and Dragan Lekic in Serbia, looking through it, noted that Hungarian relays are shown on it, making him wonder if Radio Budapest has finally ended transmissions direct from its own country and is instead using Vertaktel Germany only, as in the schedule. The frequencies, I think, are the same as before, as well as the times when they were direct from Hungary. Namely, 3975 at 04 to 05 and 21 to 22, 6025 at 10 to 11 and 16 to 17, and 15160 between 16 and 17 UT. After a disastrous Sesqui week on 11785, colliding with double CHICOM jamming and Voice of America, the Voice of Indonesia finally took our advice and returned to 9525 on May 13th for the English broadcast at 1300 as well as Indonesian at 1200. And once again, on 9525, they're on a nice, clear frequency during the English hour at least, although once again colliding with China in Russian after 1400 when Indonesia is in Malay. And this enabled me to reconfirm that they are still doing a joint broadcast with RRI Banjarmasin in English on Tuesdays. From the ARRL newsletter via Brock Whaley, the National Hurricane Center will do its annual on-the-air station test prior to the beginning of the official hurricane season, WX4NHC, Saturday, May 30th, between 13 and 21 UT, when they attempt to contact many ham radio operators. The suggested SSB frequencies are 3950, 7268, 14325, 21325, and 28525. Brock Whaley on Oahu also enjoys listening to Radio Nikkei, J-O-Z from Japan, on 9595. He says the audio quality was outstanding during some classical music at 0930 UT May 11th. Rich, deep response with nice dynamic range. An excellent signal on that frequency. Also in on 6055. And 3925 just beginning to show up at 0730, 2 hours before Tokyo sunset. I also hear Radio Nikkei at various times before their variable sign-off, roughly between 12 and 14 UT, often playing classical music on synthesizer. I assume it's Tomita rather than Carlos, on 6055 and 9595. Jari Savolainen in Finland notes that Madagascar was 10 kHz off frequency on one occasion. Perhaps that occasion only, but it could happen again, May 19th at 1757 on 5019.92 approximately, parallel to week 3289.2, both in the AM mode. But the following evening, May 20th at 1830, they were back on 5009.92. In his daily monitoring of Malaysian shortwave, Ron Howard in California found they had some problems mixing up their program feeds before 14 UT, but as of May 18th, they were back to normal on 5964.91 variable, Classic National FM, and on 6049.60 variable, Asyik FM, at 1400 switching over to Radio Suara Islam. Meanwhile, he's no longer able to hear Sarawak under China on 5030. However, Alan Davies happened to be visiting Malaysia, and he says that the audio on 5030 was very low but has improved greatly. Seemed to be the only AM frequency along with 7270 surviving in Sarawak. Christian Gibaudot in Nice, France says he has had it confirmed from the coastal station Monaco Radio that all their transmitters and antennas are at Fontbonne on French soil. So you're not really hearing Monaco, even though they're relaying Radio Monaco news, as we mentioned previously, live Monday through Friday at 0700 UT, and another one at 1100, which is a delayed broadcast. Anker Petersen in Denmark was hearing this May 14th at 0700 on 8728 USB, parallel to 13146. According to timeanddate.com, Morocco is starting daylight shifting June 1st. It'll be UT plus 1 and last until August 20th. Also applying to Western Sahara, that will probably mean, like last summer, that their shortwave broadcasts start and end one UT hour earlier, such as 15345, off the air at 2100 in time for Argentina's German broadcast, which they're currently blocking. David Sharp in New South Wales reports the other English broadcast from Sultanate of Oman Radio. It had been on the schedules long ago, but not reported in a long time, the one at 0300 UT on 15355. It was weak but readable May 17th, with music at 0330. There's no newscast in the middle of it like there is at 1430 on 15140. Ron Howard in California has discovered that Radio Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, 3325 has extended its transmission. It used to sign off around 1312, but now it's running to a minute or two after 1400 UT, as observed on May 13th, 15th, and 19th. Unfortunately, this frequency collides with Palangkaraya, Indonesia. Yimbir Gaviria in Colombia reports Peru's Radio Victoria on 12040. A port affair signal May 18th at midnight 53. It's the second harmonic of 6020, which is difficult to hear because of all the interference from China and Spain, but it was parallel to 9720. Gary Walters, the manager of Radio St. Helena, sent an email to many people on the list, sent on to us by Ruman Pankov and Jay Saktivel, informing them that all the QSL cards have been completed and dispatched. They left the island on May 8th. And since then, we've seen numerous reports of people already receiving their prized Radio St. Helena Day QSL cards in the U.S. and elsewhere as of May 18th. Radio Thailand is once again in the clear on 9455 between 13 and 14 UT in Asian languages. There had been a conflict with Family Radio via Taiwan on the same frequency at the same time. I told them about it, and as of May 11th, it appears, according to Aoki listings, YFR moved to 9960. Ron Howard in California confirms PBS Xizhang, Tibet, on new frequencies as of May 12th. At 1413, the Tibetan service on 7255 parallel to 6200, and at 1419, the Chinese service on new 7450, parallel to 5935. As we've reported, originally CVC was going to terminate its Brazilian service on shortwave at the end of April, but it's still being heard all day long on 15410 via Chile. Now comes word from Celio Mais in his blog that at the end of June, not only will shortwave be closed down, but also satellite and internet streaming. That is, the entire Brazilian service is being terminated, one reason being difficulty of finding qualified staff in Miami. However, the staff they do have been given notice, and they are not too happy about it. Supposedly, announcements are now being made on each program about the impending termination of the service. Nothing has been mentioned about Spanish, so as far as we know, CVC will continue in that language only via Chile. In ADX via BCDX, Wolfgang Gageter in Austria reports an address from which he received a QSL for Radio Nacional de Venezuela. Cesar Ali Mendez Martinez, P.O. Box 66267, Caracas 1061, Venezuela. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued May 19th. ANKNC's 5 and 2 peaking to 15 and 4 June 4th. Solar flux tipping to 70 May 23rd to June 4th, but peaking at a hefty 74 starting June 8th. And that's World of Radio 1461. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.